Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A few days ago, I was able to spend the day in Ocean City. Kathy and I moved here to Gloucester County about 3 years ago. We moved from the Jersey Shore. We lived in Monmouth County for 24 years, and we lived about 10 minutes from the beach. So anytime we had an hour or an hour or two, we always had a beach chair in the back of the car or in the back of the station wagon, and we could just drop it at the beach. And that changed over here on the Delaware side of the state. But we adopted very quickly Ocean City as our new beach. And one of the gifts of South Jersey is being able to get to Ocean City. So a few days ago, I was in Ocean City, and after a wonderful, relaxing day on the beach on my day off, I was sitting on the boardwalk, and I put my folding chair on the boardwalk and down at the ocean. And I had a book, a magazine, and the beach is kind of my happy place. So it was a great day. I had to be able to sit on the boardwalk and look out at the ocean for a little bit longer as the sun was going down, which is an extension of the gift. But what I realized is another gift of being out like that is the people all around, even in such a quiet moment for me. And on the bench next to me was a family with three little kids, a mother, a father, and three little boys, all of whom were preschoolers. And one was, the older was very happily absorbed in his ice cream cone, and the middle boy was literally in the middle, sitting on the bench. And then the baby, who was maybe a year, maybe 15 months, maybe 18 months younger, but he was not much more than a year. The father was standing and the mother was sitting on the end. And the baby, the littlest brother, was taking his first steps. And he was giggling madly as he did it. And his father was standing a few steps from the bench, and his mother was sitting on the bench with open arms to receive him. And every time he toddled over and reached her, he just squealed in delight. And in her own way, so did the mother, and then the father. The father would pick him up and bring him back, and he would do it again. And he would stumble, and he would get up, and he would do it again. I don't know how many times they did it. But the delight that they found in one another, and the delight of the middle brother who was sitting watching. Yeah, the bigger brother was totally absorbed in his ice cream cone. But the middle brother was fully engaged in the delight. And the parents were fully engaged in the delight. And the baby was fully engaged in the delight as he found something new about himself and was received into the arms of his parents. First the mother as he walked to her, and then the father would come under his armpits and pick him up and bring him back so he could do it again. It was a time of great joy. And I remember many moments myself as a father. A few days later, I was at a blood drive at St. Peter's, and there was a baby there. He's a member of the congregation. I baptized him. And he was there with his mother and his father and his grandmother and his grandfather. In fact, his grandparents had organized the blood drive. And one of the joys is being able to pick up the baby because he's very friendly and he's very used to being in church, which is in itself a great joy. And for part of the blood drive, while I was waiting to donate and hanging around and chatting with people, was getting to carry the baby around. And he's very friendly and very amenable. And he is a church-going baby. So he's used to getting passed around by people who are delighted to see him. And I think back to times when our own daughter was that age. Our daughter, our baby, is 26 now. And she's a nurse. She's an ICU nurse in New York. And while it's been a long time, as a parent, as a grandparent, you know that you never forget that sense of delight of being with a baby and having your baby and your baby doing well and being needed by your baby and loving your baby. So it is with the Lord. And Hosea says, when Israel was a child, I loved him. I loved him. So I come bearing good news of our Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father. God loves you. You are God's delight. We are God's beloved children, and we are the object of his delight. That's you and that's me. And this is one of the gifts of the prophet Isaiah to us, this image of being the beloved children of God, of being the children of the delight of our Lord. It is one of the gifts of the book of Isaiah, and I say one of the gifts of the book of Isaiah because the book of Isaiah has several gifts, and not all of them are quite so happy as a parent's delight in a child. The book of Hosea is a very difficult story in places. The prophet is called by God to marry a harlot named Gomer. And he is called to live in a broken marriage as a sign, as a symbol, as a little slice of the experience of God being in a broken marriage with people who are not always faithful to him as adults. The book of Hosea has a lot of gifts, and not all of them are as easy as the delight of a father and a mother and a child. And Hosea himself lives in this broken marriage, and the harlot does what harlot does. She lives as an unfaithful woman. She has other relations. They have children. They may or may not be Hosea's children, but at the very best, they are children of a broken marriage who have questions about faith because they have not lived a clear example themselves. They have not been raised in a home with a clear example. And at some point, Hosea divorces Gomer for her unfaithfulness, a source of great pain. And she goes and continues to do what she does. And at some point, Hosea, at the Lord's urging, goes back and reconnects with Gomer and restores their marriage. And it is never perfect, but the marriage is restored. And through Hosea and his marriage to Gomer, his imperfect marriage to Gomer, the Lord has Hosea show God's people a little bit of what it's like to be on the receiving end of something less than delight, to be on the receiving end of unfaithfulness, as God's people are sometimes unfaithful to God. And the suffering that this brings, and the endurance that this requires, and the patience that it demands. And even when Hosea divorces Gomer, you think that the marriage has ended and ended badly. Just as God contemplates ending his relationship with Israel, in the end, God says to Hosea, as God says to God's self, no, the relationship is never fully broken. The relationship endures forever because my love endures forever. We have traveled a long way from the hopes of this marriage in the beginning. We have traveled through suffering and unfaithfulness, through separation and restoration, says the Lord. We have traveled far from the delight a parent and his child, how I loved Israel when he was a child. And yet, the relationship continues because God's love continues. God's love is unbreakable. God's love is unceasing even after we have tried it by forgetting him, says the Lord. The people of Israel were unfaithful to Yahweh. The people of Israel lived increasingly by their own means and by their own ways, and they worshipped the gods of their neighbors, and they worshipped molten idols and carved idols, and they gave up the ways of true faith. But even then, says the Lord, the relationship cannot be broken, because the Lord always remembers the delight of parent for a child, and he dwells in it even when we stray. The bond between us and the Lord, issued by the Lord, is unbreakable. Is what God tells Hosea and has Hosea show by his life to the people of God. They will never end the relationship. want to go back to that happier place on the boardwalk in Ocean City, remembering the delight of those parents and that little boy as he takes his first steps there on the boardwalk, and the giggling and the squealing and the sense of accomplishment and the sense from the child and the sense of pride from the parents. How much more so is God's love for us, who has seen us all from the beginning, from before our birth, as his beloved children? How much more so is the love of God? This is the love that we live in. This is God's greatest gift, and endures forever, says the Lord. And for this we can say, thanks be to God.